The fresh air truly is wonderful. So much better than down there. Now, little one, what exactly did you need a greater demon for? I would love to get her business out of the way so that I can enjoy my time up here. You seem timid. Did you not know you were summoning one of me? You expected one of my weaker counterparts. Well, you've got me now. What task so great, so unachievable, required the sale of one's own soul to a greater demon? Just a curse. You could have gotten a curse from any of them. Any of the riffraff and the nonsense down there can handle a curse. But fine. You summoned me, and what are demons if not helpful at the end of the day? So tell me, what sort of curse is this that we're talking about? A curse on all men. I see now why you summoned me. Something truly impossible. To damn half, nay, maybe even more than half, of all living things in the human species at the same time. Oh, darling, your soul is not worth that much. It would take legions of demons as powerful as I am to even come close to accomplishing something like that. Don't raise your tone with me. I see that determination in your eyes. You were hurt, weren't you? Some man committed a sin. One that will land him in my domain on his final days. And you wish to be an extra level of punishment upon him and everyone else that bears that same tag. Am I wrong? Something gives me the idea that I might be right. Well, darling, why don't I meet you in the middle? I may be a demon from hell, and I may be taking your soul when I leave, but I'm certainly not unreasonable. I would love a chance to at least throw my hat in the ring, as you say. So what do you say? Are you open to trying something, perhaps, a bit more extreme? I promise, no strings. All I want is your soul to join me when this is all said and done. But you were already comfortable with that, weren't you? So, nod your head if you are ready to establish that curse. Well done. Not often are they so eager to do so. Well then, I have an idea, like I said. Why don't I start from the beginning of my proposition? What do you think we do with souls, when the final bell tolls and I come to collect that contract? What exactly do you think happens? We just throw it into a great pit and watch the lesser demons feast on it? Perhaps with some of the weaker ones. But you, I can just tell how powerful you are already. No, for those such as yourself with a certain vindiction. A willingness of the spirit, perhaps. No, you are much better served to join us rather than sustain us. And with one with such a strong predisposition to hate, for such a large percentage of your fellow kin, what better role than a succubus, no? a plague upon all of mankind, a walking blight, servicing to extract and take pleasure wherever they can. Look at that little smile creeping up on your lips. If I didn't know better, I'd say you already are one, aren't you? Maybe just in spirit. What I offer you, dear summoner, is a chance to accelerate that transformation. I can guide you right to where you need to be, to give you all the power you need to walk on Earth and extract every bit of pleasure out of your life, taking it from those that harmed you, from those that disregarded you. I'm offering you the opportunity to force them to regard you. How does that sound? Take that very gaze that they cast upon you. Take all the views they have of you and every other woman and turn it against them. To them, they see you in this gorgeous dress. They see the effort that you put in. They see all of the things that you do. And they still see you as an object. They see you as nothing. With this power, you could turn that on them. You could look at every man that did this to you, and you could use them. You could take from them with wanton abandon. You could be the thing that they fear, but still can't get enough of. How does that sound? I promise you no strings attached. At the end of your time, you would just come serve me. I would never ask you to give up that fucking dedication either. No, it would be such a waste. Someone as powerful as you, as strong-willed, as gorgeous, deserves so much more than the shitty life they're getting now, don't you think? Just say yes, and I'll give it all to you. Oh, he's sparing no time at all. You were meant for this. Now, I bet you're wondering to yourself, how does this happen? How do I undergo this transformation? Will it hurt? Darling, if it hurt to become a succubus, it would be so off-brand, don't you think? No. To become a succubus, you must take. You must take with the intent of only taking. You must fuck thinking only of yourself. You must be the greediest, most lustful version of yourself. And the wings will come after. Oh, darling. You're looking up at me with such big eyes. No. I would split you in half. No, I have something much better in mind. In fact, I might owe you a thank you. No. To help encourage this transformation, you need the cum of a demon. Doesn't matter what kind. And I've got just the one in mind. Oh, look at him. Born to torture the souls of the damned and writhing in fear at the mere sight of a greater demon. We are of the same kin, and yet you fail so consistently that you fear retribution from me. Well, don't worry about me, little demon. No. I am not what you need to fear. Do you see that woman? Yeah. You barely even noticed her, did you? Summoned to the human world. Didn't even think why that might be. Well, that woman, she is going to become greater than you ever were. She is going to become greater than anyone on this earth alive now. She is going to become such a better curse on humanity than you ever were. And I know what you're thinking. How? Oh, little demon, I could think of no happier way to go out.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Come here. He's tied to this chair. He won't move. I'm going to show you exactly what to do. Consider this a lesson from the succubus before you that I've helped train. Together, I'm going to break this poor demon's mind. By the end of it, he will wait for you deep in the bowels of hell. He will spend every moment thinking about what you are going to do to him. And every man on this earth, when we're done, will do the same. They will bend the knee to the woman they could never forget. There we go. All that trepidation, all of that doubt slipping away, isn't it? You can still love and be loved, but you can also be justice. You can take what they thought was untouchable, and you can give them the strongest orgasms of their fucking life. They won't even be able to come with anyone else after you. Some might even say thank you. Now, no need to waste time. Why don't we get this started? Oh, don't worry. Your shock will go away. You'll get your own magic soon enough. You're sitting there, naked, flaccid, tied to a chair. And here you are, completely clothed. It feels powerful, doesn't it? That's part of it. That's lesson one. Never let them have something over on you. Make them feel more exposed, more vulnerable, weaker than you. Make them feel like they could never say no to you if they wanted to, for fear of what might happen if they broke the rules. Now, envision yourself exactly how you want to be. The clothing that you want to wear, the sluttiest you can imagine it, while still being so perfectly you. Now, look down. Perfect. And I love the choice of color. Really brings out the hate in your eyes. This will be what you wear. You may take it off if you choose, but I remind you. Make them feel weaker than you. Don't worry. I promised you the wings will come later. Probably right about the moment this poor soul does. Now, you must tease him. You must break him. By the time you touch his cock, it should already be the most pleasure he's ever felt. Understand? That's right. Scratch his skin. The pain will slowly turn into pleasure. That doubt in his mind, as your nails drag along his skin, will overwhelm him. The confusion of why it feels so good to be tortured by a human will be burned into his mind. There we go, just like that, down the chest. All the way, continue to the thighs, there we go. That soft flesh on the inner thigh is perfect for this. Atta girl. You will be such a fucking plague. You will be such a glorious problem when you are done. Keep scratching him. All over. Leave no part untouched. Why should it be? His whole body is just a sex toy now, isn't it? There's no part of him that isn't yours, that doesn't belong to you. He may not realize it now, but it's the truth and you know it, so use him. Use his body for everything it is worth. Scratch his arms, his neck, his cheeks, his thighs. Scratch every part of him that you want to.
Oh, look at that. Look at how red he is. You're doing so well. You're a natural at this. And now look at that pathetic fucking cock. Oh, that's right. Starting to get hard just from the pain. Now think about where you are. Clothed, immaculate skin, completely untouched, unbound and in control. And now look at him. Whimpering like a fucking mess. Keep it down while we talk. He is already out of his own control. And you look immaculate, perfectly in power. Now, do you enjoy choking? You know what? Don't answer. You'll learn to love it if you don't already. Wrap your fingers around his neck, and then take those new long nails of yours and tease his balls just like that. His arms are bound, his body is scratched, fiery hot on his skin. His body and his mind are racing, confused, conflicted, and so ready to come. Do not touch him until it is time. Understand? Good. You're starting to understand just how powerful you are. You will only be more powerful when this day is done. You won't need any of this. Although I have the feeling you might still enjoy it. Now, with his oxygen deprived, look how hard he's become. Completely and utterly enraptured by you. This moment is already burned into his feeble mind forever, and we're not even at the main show, are we? No. This has so much more to go. Look at the welts on his skin. If you wanted, you could carve things into them. Words of power, manipulate his body. Here, let me show you one. Sometimes when you carve words onto the flesh of the weaker, their minds black out for a moment. It never stops being funny, if I'm honest. Look at those words, those markings. I know they look foreign to you, but I'd recommend you get very familiar. Those words mean that he can't come anymore. His body is bound by a stronger will. In order to break them on himself, he would need to be more powerful than I am. And that is a long, long eternity away for this fucking worthless, pathetic demon. Now, take a step back with me. There we go. Oh, I know, you look confused, but it's fine. Now we just admire your work. Look at that poor thing. Rock hard, body swelling. You're not even choking him anymore, and his face is flush red. He's looking you right in the fucking eyes, isn't he? He is completely under your control, and you're still just human. You will soon be so much better than this. Now, those words on his chest that mean he can't come. When you scratch him, be mindful that if you scratch too hard, you'll break that seal. Now, he looks a lot more comfortable leaned back with his arms behind his back, doesn't he? Now you can ride him. Now remember, this is about power. You're not here to give him anything. When this is all said and done, you can make men come on command just like you have control now. Do not do anything for them. Otherwise, you've wasted this soul, this power you're being given. Now, go. Bless him with your pussy. Oh, yes, look at that. Now, it seems a little unsatisfying, doesn't it? Such a small cock. Well, follow my hands and carve this into him.
Very slowly. There you go. Perfect. Feel him swelling up inside you now? You can do that at will. All it costs them is a little bit of their brain. Oh, that little intelligence melting away. They were wasting it anyway, weren't they? And now you get to have a satisfying fuck. Don't move yet. Let him get desperate. His brain so cloudy, his thoughts so hard to find, his skin on fire, his orgasm bound, his hands tied. His will is entirely yours. Why not make him work for it, no? Make him buck his hips. There you go. Listen to those desperate little moans. It doesn't matter what he does it? Think about it. He is just a sex toy right now. One that wants anything. Any bit of motion from you. Begging with its body. And you don't have to do anything. You could come right now and walk away. And it would be worthless. Just riddled thinking about you. Now, we do need this particular specimen's come today, so you will have to at least grant him this. But remember this feeling. You can reduce men to nothing but toys. To playthings. You can do with as you please. You will learn runes of power that let you do all sorts of incredible metaphysical, almost impossible seeming things. But at the end of it all, you need none of that. With this one little carving, and your body alone, look what you did to him. Turned him into a toy. Look him in the eyes and tell him stop. See how well he behaves? See how well he follows directions when he's being completely owned? Start rotating your hips. Part of being a succubus is taking and giving men things they could never hope to recover from. Feel my hands on your hips. Feel my guidance. Feel this motion. There we go. Look at his eyes. He can't even control the little flutterings of his eyelids. Your pussy feels so good that his mind is breaking under the weight of wanting to come and being completely unable. Take him. Grind those hips. Own your toy. It is all yours. Everything, every inch of this pathetic little demon's body is yours, and when we're done, his mind will be able to think of nothing but you. Grind those fucking hips. Use him. There we go. There we go. Look at you go. So powerful. So dreadful for all the poor souls that get in your way and wronged you. Now, ride him how you want. Take him. That's all that fucking matters. Those are the new rules that everyone has to play by. That's right. Ride him however you want. This is how everything will be from now on. You are so powerful compared to them. You don't need their approval, their attention. Anything you do need from them, you can take it. They will gladly give it to you just for one chance to eat your pussy. This little demon. Oh, this poor thing. It gets the ride of a lifetime, and it doesn't even know that it might never get it again. You could choose to never give this thing any more attention, and it would follow you to the end of time. That's how powerful you are. Those upstairs like to talk about the divine feminine, but if you ask me, watching a powerful woman throw her head back while she rides a weak, pathetic cock just to feel her own pleasure, that is the divine, don't you think so? Oh yes, there you go. Now, to make this seal official,
We need to make sure that he comes and you get your dose of energy. Mm-hmm. We need to make sure that this little toy comes and that you get every little bit you need to become the succubus you were born to be right as you come. That means I'm going to destroy these runes. When I count down to zero, you will take every drop of cum from this pathetic excuse of a cock. It'll be all yours. You can run with it. You can take it and take this transformation and do such incredible things. There you go, ride it. Fuck yourself. Use it like a toy. Come on. You're doing so well. Oh, God, that's right. Scratch him. Do whatever you want with his body. Take him. Watch him writhe. You will be able to do such awful things to these men, and they will say thank you. Come on now. Oh, you're close, aren't you? Oh, atta girl. Atta girl. Ride him like that. Take him. I'm going to count down now, and in 10 seconds, I'm going to destroy these runes. I want you to look this toy in the eyes and see what that first moment of power looks like. I want you to look him in the eyes when you come and take everything from him. 10, 9, atta girl. 8, 7, oh, look how scared he is. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Done. Oh, look at him shake. What a pathetic excuse for a toy. Oh, fuck. And you, look at those new wings. A gorgeous new addition to this wonderful place. The world is lucky to have your beauty with them. And I think you're gonna do amazing things. I'll let you enjoy this afterglow. I must take this back and throw him to the pit, but like I said, listen to him. He'll be here whenever you decide to return. And in the meantime, go be the best fucking curse you can be. And I'll see you on the other side.